Hey, this is the More Than You Want to Know show. I'm the Engine Nerd. I love science, and I'm here to answer questions that you haven't even asked yet. So today we'll delve a bit into gluten. What is it? What is gluten sensitivity? Is gluten good for you? Why do so many people avoid it these days? The word gluten means glue in Latin. Gluten consists of proteins found in the endosperm of wheat. An endosperm, what's that? That's a tissue that surrounds the seeds of flowering plants and provides nutrients to the seeds. Although gluten is most often associated with wheat, it's also found in other cereal grains such as rye, barley, and some crossbreeds. What does gluten do? Well, it nourishes those embryos of the host plant's seeds. When we turn those grains into flour and bake bread, it affects the elasticity of the dough, which in turn affects the texture and chewiness of the bread. Gluten is actually an important source of protein for us humans, and unfortunately it causes problems, sometimes quite serious for some of us, when we have gluten sensitivity. Before we go further into gluten, let's dispatch wheat allergy. It is not gluten sensitivity, rather it shows up as skin, respiratory, or gut reactions to wheat allergens, not to gluten. It's a classic allergy and as such can be quite serious if it leads to an anaphylactic reaction. If you have wheat allergy, this can happen very quickly after exposure. So what is gluten sensitivity if it's not wheat allergy? Gluten sensitivity spans a spectrum of symptoms and severity. Symptoms can include loose stools and diarrhea, feeling tired and fatigued, joint pain, loss of appetite, even impaired growth in children. Some people with gluten sensitivity associate this with feeling bloated and depressed, and there are situations when gluten sensitivity presents no symptoms at all. Beyond sensitivity is a serious form of gluten intolerance called celiac disease. In gluten intolerant people, their bodies wage an abnormal immune response against gluten as they digest it. This abnormal immune response damages their intestines, particularly the small one, and prevents them from absorbing nutrients. Celiac disease can totally trash your intestinal tract. Fortunately, this is reversible through diet modification to eliminate the gluten. Celiac disease is rare. In the U.S., less than one person in 100 has the disease. However, if you happen to have 141 friends, it's highly likely that at least one of them has celiac disease. There are many celiac cases that are not diagnosed, and there are many self-diagnosed celiacs who really probably aren't. Non-celiac gluten sensitivity can cause some of these same symptoms, but it does not lead to intestinal damage like celiac disease does. So it's not as serious. There's a key word comparison here, sensitivity versus intolerance. Intolerance means just what it says and needs to be respected and mitigated, where sensitivity might just make you itch. So how would you know if you actually have celiac disease? The only certain way is through an intestinal biopsy. And as you might imagine, that's not a lot of fun. It involves a tube with scissors being inserted down your throat into your upper intestine to retrieve a piece of said intestine for analysis. There are other indicators, such as blood tests, but these are not conclusive diagnostic tools. They can only indicate changes in the severity of the disease. Gluten sensitivity is generally treated by resorting to a gluten-free diet. This means avoiding eating all foods and ingredients that contain the stuff. Beer, bread, French fries, pasta, salad dressing, fun stuff, soy sauce, and some soups can all be carriers. You got to be careful and you got to be mindful. A marketing response to this is that many foods are now identified as being gluten-free. Gluten-free diet is a big deal these days. Now, it's likely that many people who really don't need to be gluten-free are engaging in this dietary practice. That can be detrimental to their health because of the potential for significant nutritional deficiencies in that diet. If you're thinking of going gluten-free, here are some things to note. This all started with a legitimate need to combat celiac disease, but you cannot get a conclusive celiac diagnosis without the biopsy. Often when people go gluten-free, they experience apparent improvements in their symptoms, and this can very well be because they've cut out the excess calories that are found in many flour-based foods. So if you're considering a gluten-free diet, be very mindful and thoughtful. The gluten-free food industry has grown into a more than $10 billion enterprise. More than 1 in 10 of U.S. households practice gluten-free eating, compared with less than 1 in 100 people who really need to do that because of their disease. Stuff is marked gluten-free and marked up in price, and people buy it. I might be a cynic, but I would bet that if you were to label some avocados gluten-free, place them beside unmarked avocados, and mark up the price, people would buy them. So be observant, be thoughtful, be not trendy as you set out to deal with gluten sensitivity symptoms. And if you have a science-based topic about which you'd like for me to tell you more than you want to know, get in touch with me at engineered@ksjd.org.